Tunnel of the Big Rat, said Ham and Pork. Dark Tan glared at Nourishing, who looked embarrassed.
I saw something, yes, he said.
Then I shall dream my way there and never wake up, said Ham and Pork. His head sagged again. This isn't the way an old rat should die, he mumbled. Not like this. Not in the light.
Dark Tan nodded urgently at Sardines, who snuffed out the candle with his hat. The damp, thick, underground darkness closed in.
Dark Tan, Ham and Pork whispered, you need to know this.
Sardines strained his ears to hear the old leader's last words to Dark Tan. Then a few seconds later, he shivered. He could smell the change in the world. There was movement in the darkness. A match burst into life, and the candle flame grew again, bringing shadows back into the world. Ham and Pork was lying very still.
"Do we have to eat him now?" said someone.
"He's gone," said Dark Tan. Somehow, the idea of eating Ham and Pork didn't feel right.
"Bury him," he said, "and mark the place so we know he's there."
There was a sense of relief in the group. However much anyone might have respected Ham and Pork, he was still a little bit on the whiffy side, even for a rat. But a rat at the front of the crowd looked uncertain.
When you say mark the place, it said, do you mean like we mark other places where we bury things?
He means by whittling on it, said the rat beside him.
Dark Tan looked at Sardines, who shrugged. Dark Tan had a sinking feeling inside. When you were the leader, everyone waited to see what you said, and there was still no sign of the white rat. He was on his own. He thought hard for a moment and then nodded.
Yes, he said at last. He'd like that. It's very ratty. But do this, too. Draw it in the dirt above him.
He scraped a sign on the ground. It was a simple drawing of a rat, but with outlines of other rats just visible behind it, getting smaller into the distance. And a little drawing of a rat in the big rat's head, where its brain would be.
"He was a rat from a long line of rats, and he thought about rats," said Sardines. "Good one, boss."
"Will he come back like Dark Tan did?" said someone else.
"If he does, he'll get really mad if we've eaten him," said a voice. There was some nervous laughter.
"Listen, I didn't," Dark Tan began, but Sardines nudged him.
"Word in your ear, Gov,"
he said, raising his charred hat politely.
"Yeah, yeah."
Dark Tan was getting nervous. He'd never had so many rats watching him so closely. He followed Sardines away from the group, which was too nervous to follow them.
"You know how I used to hang around in the theatre and that?" said Sardines quietly. "And you pick up stuff in the theatre. And the thing is, look, what I'm saying is, you're the leader, right? So you got to act like you know what you're doing, OK? If the leader doesn't know what he's doing, no one else does either."
"I only know what I'm doing when I'm dismantling traps," said Dark Tan.
"All right. Think of the future as a great big trap," said Sardines, "with no cheese.
That is not a lot of help.
And you should let them think what they like about you and that scar you've got," said Sardines. "That's my advice, Gov."
"But I didn't die, Sardines."
"Are you sure?"
"Huh?"
"Something happened, didn't it? You were going to set fire to the place with all the humans in it, and you decided not to. I watched you. Something happened to you in the trap. Don't ask me what it was. I just do tap dancing. I'm just a little rat. Always will be, boss. But there's big rats like Inbrain and Selby and a bunch of others, boss, and now Ham and Pork's dead, and they might think they should be the leader. Get my drift?"
"No."
Sardine sighed.
"I reckon you do, boss. Do we want a lot of scrapping amongst ourselves at a time like this?"
"No."
"Right. Well, thanks to chatty little Nourishing, you're the rat that looked the big rat right in the face and came back, aren't you?"
"Yeah, but she..."
"Seems to me, boss, that anyone who could stare down the bone rat... Well, no one is going to want to mess with him, am I right? A man who wears the teeth marks of the bone rat like a belt? No. People'll follow a rat like that. Time like this, people need someone to follow. That was a good thing you did back there with old Ham and Pork...